Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And a special welcome to those on Zoom. Are there some on Zoom? Welcome. It seems strange for those on Zoom. Before COVID, Zoom was going fast in a car. How things change. But welcome on Zoom and welcome here. My name's Ron Goddard. Some of you know me. But let's hope the others that don't are all right. But we've come this morning to worship and to praise God and to hear what he has to say to us. And the subject I've been given this morning is the armour of God, the belt of truth. And that's the first piece of armour. And we're going to be looking at that. And as it's the first piece of armour, it's the basis. It's fundamental for the Christian, for us, the truth. And as we work through the service, through the songs, and through looking at God's precious word, we'll be seeing the fundamentals of the belt of truth. And see some pictures of that as well. But let's come to Almighty God in prayer. And as we're looking at the basic, the fundamentals, I've got a prayer from St. Francis of Assisi. Some of you may know him. And we're going to start with that as we come into God's presence. Let us pray. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who is, who was, and who is to come. Let us praise and glorify him forever. You are worthy, Lord our God, to receive praise and glory, honour and blessing. Let us praise and glorify him forever. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive divine power, wisdom and strength, honour, glory and blessing. Let us praise and glorify him forever. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Let us praise and glorify him forever. Praise our God, all you his servants. Honour him, you who fear God, small and great. Let us praise and glorify him forever. Let everything in heaven and on earth praise your glory. All creatures in heaven, on earth and under the earth, the sea and everything in it. Let us praise and glorify him forever. And let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not to the time of trial, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. As we're looking at the fundamentals and the basic of the armour of God, our first song is Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. As we come before a holy God to seek his blessing, his presence on us, and we're expressing our worship of him. So let's stand and sing, if you're able. Holy, holy, holy.
Thank you.
Please sit down. Let us come before Almighty God in prayer. Let us pray. Loving Father, we've started to acknowledge your greatness, your holiness, your might and your power. Father, we just pray that through your Holy Spirit you will come among us this morning. Reach into our minds, our lives. Help each one of us here to worship you openly and fully this morning. We just thank you, Father, for your goodness and your love to us. We thank you that we can come and worship and praise you this morning freely. And we just ask, loving Father, Lord Jesus Christ, that you will receive our worship of you this day. In Jesus' name. Amen. As we progress with acknowledging who God is, we turn to our next song, King of Kings, Majesty, acknowledging the Lord Jesus Christ, our Saviour and Lord, that he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we've come to worship him this day. So let's stand and sing, King of Kings, Majesty.
King of Kings, Majesty, God of heaven, living in me, gentle Savior, closest friend, strong deliverer, beginning and end, holy infant, close at your throne.
Of God and our Lord Jesus Christ, we move on to what we believe. And we sing, we believe in God the Father, maker of the universe, and in Christ, his Son, our Saviour, comes to us by virgin birth. So let us continue in worshipping the Lord Jesus as we start to express our own worship of God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
In God the Father, maker of the universe, and in
as we continue to develop the basic, the fundamentals of our faith, we turn after acknowledging who we believe in, we're saying, my Jesus. In the last song, it's we believe, collectively as a church, as Christians. Now we're saying, my Jesus. It's a personal faith. My Jesus, my Saviour. Lord, there is none like you. So let us continue in our worship. Loving Father, Lord Jesus Christ, we just thank you and praise you that we can just come before you this morning. Thank you that we can express in song what we want to say to you. We just thank you for the songwriters and the musicians. We just thank you that they help us to say what we really want to say. And Father, just pray that this morning that each one indeed will be able to say, my Jesus, my Saviour. Lord, there is none like you. And I just pray that if there's any here that do not know you and love you yet, that they will turn to you this morning and accept you, Lord Jesus, as their Lord and Saviour and friend. So we just thank you for our time of worship. Thank you that that continues. Thank you for this time where you, through your Holy Spirit, come among us and help us in our worship. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now the young people are going to leave, but before you rush out, we're going to pray for you and the teachers and helpers. So let's just pray. Loving Father, we just thank you for the young people here and the teachers and the helpers. Father, just pray you'll be close to them, help them enjoy their time together, help them to learn from your precious word, and just help them to just know you, Lord Jesus, and just be with you in Jesus' name. Amen. We come to a time of intercessory prayer as we pray for the needs of others. We're going to pray and rejoice that the four hostages have been freed. We're going to pray for the situation between Hamas and Israel, and also between Russia and Ukraine. And just before we came out, we were going to pray for Michael Mosley, but sadly on the news, a body has been found. So we fear the worst there. But we're going to pray for his family at this time. I've got to be careful, but we've got to pray for the election. We pray for the election. And we're going to pray for each one of us. The Lord knows each one of us. Each one of us is precious to the Lord Jesus, and he knows everything that's going on. That can be good and it can be bad, depends what's going on. But the Lord Jesus is there with you, and he knows and loves us. So let's pray. Loving Father, we do thank you that four hostages have been freed and physically in good health. We just pray for them as they readjust and their families. And Father, we just pray for the situation with Hamas and Israel. We just pray there will be peace, a just peace. There will be a release of all the hostages and prisoners. And just pray, Father, you will just overrule across that land. And we pray the same between Russia and Ukraine, as Russia invaded Ukraine. Father, we just pray you will thwart Russia's attempts to control Ukraine. We pray for an end of the fighting and the bombing and the death and destruction. And again, Father, we pray for a just and lasting peace. And Father, it is with sadness that we hear of the search for Michael Mosley, that a body has been found. Father, if it is Michael's body, then we just pray especially for his wife and children and friends and colleagues at this very difficult time. Father, we pray that they will turn to you in their grief, turn to you for their comfort. And Father, in this time of coming up to a general election, Father, we just pray that you will guide us as to who you want us to vote for. And Father, as we're looking at truth today, we just pray that all the parties will have truth at their centre, and that we will know the truth about each party and their manifestos and their aims and their goals. Guide us, Father, in this very difficult task. And we just pray for each one of us here this morning, and in the comfort of your own homes on Zoom. Father, we just thank you that you know each one of us. Each one of us is special to you. And we just pray, Father, that throughout this coming week, we will just turn our lives to you and allow you to guide us and lead us and be with us. Help us to discern your Holy Spirit's prompting in our lives, that we may say and do what you want us to do, what pleases you, and what will be an encouragement to others. So just be close to us, Father, we pray. And we just thank you that you're with us, here in church, here at home, no matter where we are. We're in your presence. You are there. Help us to always worship you and bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Jan's going to come up and read our reading. It's from Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 17. The subject I've been given today is the armour of God, and the first piece of armour is the belt of truth. Thank you, dear.
Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 17. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armour of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armour of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand firm then, with the belts of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
We're looking at a spiritual battle, and I assumed, and I've had it confirmed, thankfully, that this is the first time we've done this now, so it's just a very brief introduction to what we're looking at. Is there a spiritual battle? Yes, there is. Ultimately, between God and the devil. And this involves each one of us. We're not engaged in a human physical warfare, but a spiritual battle that we need to be prepared. There are two sides, no middle ground, no fence to sit on. Either you are for God or for Satan. And who is this spiritual battle with? From our reading from Ephesians, we see that the spiritual battle is against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. And where is this being fought? It's being fought in our minds. It's not physical, it's going on in our minds. From Romans 7, verses 18 to 24. Our mind is the battleground. Satan seeks to build strongholds in our minds which will resist the truth of God's word. Satan seeks to dominate the human race. He wants to dominate us, control our minds. It's like addictions. They take us over. They dominate our minds and draw us ever deeper into sin and evil. You always want more. You are never satisfied for long. And this is part of the lies of Satan. And our orders from our reading today is in to be strong or be strengthened in the Lord, not our own strength. To be strong or strengthened in his mighty power. We are weak. We, on our own, find it difficult, impossible to fight against Satan's attacks. But we need God's help of his Holy Spirit in our lives. And Jesus, by God's mighty power, has defeated Satan, so we must draw on the strength of Jesus to defeat Satan. In God's strength, we must go on. Paul encourages the Colossians to be strong by reminding them of their position of strength in the Lord and their source of power, his, God's, mighty power. And our orders, be strong or be strengthened, to put on the full armour of God. And we're just talking this morning about the belt of truth. I don't know whether you can read it. For Paul, the Roman soldier. I don't know about you, but I've not seen many Roman soldiers in Corby. I can't speak for Desborough. But it was common for Paul. And we see the belt of truth there, which is highlighted as the first armour of God, first piece. For the Roman soldier, his belt or apron of leather strips protected the lower body and enabled him to carry weapons. As we don't see many Roman soldiers today, you might see more policemen. For the police, today their belt carries most of their equipment. It's all pinned onto the belt. Their belt is fundamental. Without their belt, they wouldn't have ability to hold all their equipment. And then we look at the belt of truth. The belt of truth is that first piece of spiritual armour. And again, we've got to see this in not physical terms, but spiritual terms. Some of the gents and possibly some of the women might be wearing belts. And apart from for the gents, it holds up our trousers. We've got to look spiritually that the belt of truth. Truth is the key to everything we stand for and everything we do. Truth is fundamental for the Christian, our basis. Our faith, our lives must be based on truth. We cannot base what we believe on lies, half-truths, or anything else. We've got to live lives of truth. But what is truth? In a day when false news and AI false news is commonplace, what is truth? What is really happening in Gaza? What is the truth? There's all... Well, I've got to be so careful not to be political or not. But it's so often spin put on the so-called news to suit a particular party or idea. But we've got to know the truth. Spiritually. What's happening in Russia and Ukraine? What is the truth that is actually happening there? We can't answer that because we're not there. We don't understand. But we're looking at the Belfer truth for the Christian. And in John 14, verse 6, Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So here we've got the start of our basis of truth. Jesus saying that he is the way, he is the truth. So we've got to fix our truth, our faith, on what Jesus says and does and teaches. For the Christian, truth is fundamental. Our faith has got to be based on truth. When we go back to when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, Jesus quoted scripture to counter Satan. And in our fight against the powers of evil, we too must know the truth to encourage ourselves and fight against the lies of Satan. Now Satan puts thoughts in our minds, because the battle's going on in our minds. And he puts all sorts of thoughts there. Aaron, how can you stand up at Desborough Baptist Church and say these things? What gives you the right to do it? And there's all sorts of thoughts. There's all sorts of thoughts that the computer's going to go wrong. And you think, oh no. But we've got about three ways of doing this. But I'm glad to say the computer's going all right. But the devil puts thoughts in our minds to put us off, to take us away from the truth. When under spiritual attack, we must hold on to the truth. For those of you that are old, and I'm in that as well, do you remember the old CSSM chorus, Count Your Blessings? Oh, what it is. There's a lot of... Yeah, there's a few. Count your blessings. Name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. A simple chorus from the little CSSM book from the year dot. I don't know. It's older than me anyway, I'll tell you that. It's going back a long way. And yet, it's so true. It's a simple truth. Count your blessings. Now, it's good to write down how God has blessed you. What's God been doing in your life this week, this month, this year? If you're young, you can go back years. When you're old, it gets muddied. It's a job to go back. But this is a fundamental, that we acknowledge what God is doing in our lives. So when the devil comes to tempt us, to take us away, to put false thoughts in our minds, we can go to our list that we've got either on paper or on the computer, and we can count our blessings to see what God has done. And that will encourage us. Yes, God has done this in my life. God has done that. And that's a counter to start with against what Satan wants to put in our minds. Write down your testimony. For two reasons. One, it acknowledges what God has done and how you accepted the Lord Jesus. I've said, I think I've said before here, that I went to church, I went to youth club, and the church The people that spoke, the ministers, they would say, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and he'll come into your life. Well, in those days, they said heart. But we know it's not the heart, it's the head. It's our brains. Jesus will come in to your life if you ask him. I was in bed one night, looking out the window, and I asked Jesus into my life. But I was waiting for lightning and thunder. Why not? That's just how I was. I was waiting for something to happen. Angels to turn. I don't know what I was expecting. I was 15 or so, 14, 15. And I was waiting for something dramatic to happen. Nothing happened at all. Absolutely, I felt the same. There was no thunder, there was no lightning, there were no angels. There was nothing. And I was puzzled. And then, back at church, later, a couple of weeks or so afterwards, I don't know who it was, it's a shame, isn't it? I don't know who it was, I don't know what else he said. He said one sentence. It's not what you feel that counts, it's what you believe. And I believe that Jesus died for me on the cross, that he rose again on the third day, that he bore my sins. And Jesus would come in through his Holy Spirit into my life, into my mind. There was still no thunder or lightning, but there was a difference. I knew Jesus was in my life. And it's so good to write down our testimony. One, if it's written down, you don't waffle on too long if someone asks you about it. And two, it's an encouragement of what Jesus has done in your life. Part of the truth, the basis of your faith, standing against Satan. Read the Word of God. The Word of God is truth. It helps us. It encourages us. It inspires us. And we've got some verses for you. And they started to grow longer. Some truths which are commonplace. We know of some of them. But it's so important that we hold on to a basis. John 3:16-18. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. The John 3:16 is basic, and that's what we're looking at. It's the belt of truth that God loves us. That God has sent his Son so that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And I knew when I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, when I was not thinking about feelings and waiting to feel something, it was based on faith, on belief, that Jesus came into my life. John 17, verses 13 to 19. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I'm still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I've given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they're not of the world, any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. Sorry about that. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. Jesus is praying for us. Jesus is asking for protection for us against the attacks of Satan. Ephesians 1. I too must have printed all this out, so you'll have to listen, I'm afraid. Ephesians 1:1-14. Why does the print in the Bible get smaller as the years go on? That's better. Right then. Ephesians 1, an encouraging chapter. The first 14 verses. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, to the saints in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. Isn't that incredible? That God chose us before the creation of the world, and God knew that we would accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Saviour. God wants everyone to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Saviour. And the offer is there for everyone. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which is freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth under one head, even Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with our purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. Do make a note of Ephesians 1:1-14. It's got a lot in it. It's so encouraging. And when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Saviour, God sends the Holy Spirit to be within us, guiding us, prompting us, teaching us, leading us. And our job is to discern what the Holy Spirit is saying to us, how the Holy Spirit is leading and guiding us. And that's not a 5-minute task, that's a lifetime of growing in the knowledge of Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2:1-10. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. Even when we were dead in transgressions, it is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in the kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. God's loving grace to us is when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Saviour. God, through the Holy Spirit, comes into our lives and helps us and guides us. In Ephesians 2, 1 to 10, is another very encouraging passage. A few verses that you probably know at the end of Matthew's Gospel, the Great Commission. When the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go, when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." The Lord Jesus promising that he will be with us to the very end of the age. No matter what we're going through, no matter what the difficult times are, God is with us if we've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is within us. God will never leave us. He is there with us. And these are a few verses that help us with the belt of truth. When Satan comes to sow seeds of doubt and despair, we look to the Word of God. We look to God's blessing. Count your blessings. We look to our testimony. What has God done in our lives that no one can take away? We can argue the toss forever about theological things, but no one can argue about what Jesus has done in my life or in your life. And this is where we have the strength, God's strength, for what he is doing to counter the lies of Satan. The belt of truth. And I pray that we will know the spiritual belt of truth in our lives day by day. Amen. We're going to sing another basic. It's so much we don't know, but there's a bit we do know. Through this song, half of the song asks a question about what we don't know, what we can't understand, what we can't describe. And then the second half of the verse gives us what we do know. So I pray that this will be an encouragement to us. There's no way we can know everything. I've got a job knowing what I did yesterday. But we've got to stick to what we do know. Stick to the Word of God. Stick to the truth. And that will set us free. So let's stand and sing. "I cannot tell why he whom angels worship..."
Thank you.
Let us pray. Loving Father, we thank you for this time together with you. Father, we thank you that you've not left us on our own, that we have your spiritual armour to put on and to know about, to fight against the attacks of Satan. We thank you, Father, this morning for the belt of truth, fundamental, the basic, that everything else is hinged on and attached to. We thank you, Father, that the Lord Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. We thank you, Father, that your word is truth. And we just pray that we will continue to seek out and allow your Holy Spirit to show us the truth. And Father, we just pray now for each one as we go to our homes, or for those on Zoom, you're already in them. Father, may we continue to know your peace and your presence with us throughout this coming week. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.